Hold on.
Two. What am I holding on to?
Wait, are we started?
We started.
Every time. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. This is Done in 30 with Matt and Zach.
I'm Zach. Oh, snap. You got it right in the first take.
Yes, thank you. I'm Zach, and you're?
I am Fort Flagon Furbright. Oh, let me take that again.
Take two.
I am Matthew Albright, and this is Done in 30.
We're using last names?
Yeah, why not?
All right, whatever. Anyways, welcome to the show, everybody.
Where we ramble and rave.
April 16th, 2015. It is a beautiful and sunny day here in Indianapolis, Indiana.
It is.
Approximately 71 degrees.
An amazing day. I mean, it's kind of overcast right now, but earlier it was. I can see, like,
honestly,
the billowing smoke of people, like, barbecuing off in the distance.
Honestly, it's so beautiful out, you can do practically anything. You want to go cut the grass, you want to go
Why would
out,
you want to cut grass?
Drop the top and go for a
it's
drive
like
in a convertible.
Work.
Well, some of us have yards, Matthew.
I got a guy that does that for me.
Yeah, do you?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Glengarry
Glenn Ross?
Craig? Jeff?
Craig, yeah. Why don't you know his name, Matt? You don't pay him, do you?
I don't. I mean, I don't directly pay for his
services,
employee,
but indirectly,
I think
your money goes into his pocket.
Some sort of pool that they all swim in or something. It's complicated.
You mean like a
like a literal pool of money?
A
I don't
lawn,
know.
A lawn care union pool?
It's a non-regulation union pool. They like to stir it up.
What if there is a union for lawn care workers or landscaping professionals?
The lawnmower men? What would you call them?
Well, they wouldn't be the Teamsters. They'd be something like
Greenpeace.
Yeah,
that's actually what Greenpeace is.
Oh man, we've been fooled this whole time.
They're actually
Greenpeace is actually the union for grass cutters.
You need wood cut. You need your lawn taken care of.
Yeah,
some rose bushes.
You need that mulch put in.
Screw the whales.
We're Greenpeace, and we're here to cut your grass.
All right.
Well, we got the show started off just fine, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. No. You were saying something earlier before we started this about Windows.
Oh yes, this is a phenomenon I wanted to bring up. I don't understand why.
Is it always?
What's the deal? So here, let me paint you a picture.
Paint me a picture.
So I'm getting off work. I get in my car. It's warm, so I roll all my windows down.
Now, whenever you say warm,
If I did not roll the windows down and I did not turn the air conditioning on, I would have profusely sweat.
Would an animal perish if you leave them in? Okay.
A living organism would most likely perish. Okay, look, it wasn't like the middle of summer, but I'm just saying that it was warm, I was uncomfortable, and I was ready for that fresh air on my face. I work in a building for 9 hours a day, so
I assume that building has air conditioning, so whenever you walk out,
well, sure,
you're like...
Yeah, but I mean, fresh air is huge. I mean, for me at least. Okay, so that's what I'm getting to. The point is that I drove all the way to your apartment, windows down, hallway. I was just rolling. It was amazing.
Down.
I had the music blaring and just
took a can opener, peeled my top off, so I could have a convertible.
There was a lot more traffic on the way here than I wanted there to be.
I don't know what's going on today, but it was just like backed up traffic.
Yeah. I chose to take city streets. I even took Masters Road, you know, that little back
road.
96. Yeah. From 96 to Masters and Masters to 82nd. That was the only...
You can go Masters to 82nd. I did not know that.
Yeah, it makes a couple of wicked curves. It comes out there by the Starbucks, and there's...
I know the Starbucks well.
Oh, what's on that corner? There's like a check and go place or whatever that's on the south side of the road.
Sprinkled all across our great city.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Anyways, well, the point is that that was the only stretch of road that I didn't like sit in traffic. And I left work late. I mean, I came over here late. It's odd.
Yeah, it was. I don't know if there's like construction going on and been for a bit. There was just an abnormal amount of people.
I'll tell you what, on 96th Street, there was some putts in the fast lane. I guess their car just broke down, and they just decided to put the flashers on and wait for a tow truck.
I mean, if your engine block explodes...
Let me tell you this. I saw no evidence that it even needed to be towed, and it was just odd that they didn't, like... There was an officer there. Hazards on, keeping the traffic going around. Why don't they just push it out of the way? Whatever.
Is the white flag still a thing? If you put a white flag on your tail antenna, that's supposed to be like, hey, I need help immediately?
Well...
I know that was in the driver's manual handbook thing that
really?
I read in
driver's ed.
Yeah.
I never took driver's ed, so I wouldn't know.
I mean, you had to study the manual to pass the thing, though, right?
My mother taught me how to drive.
But you still have to take a written test.
Yes, that is true. I took a written test, and then probably the easiest driving test I've ever taken in my entire life.
Right, the lady... Turn the car on. Okay, were you passed?
No, we actually did parallel park and all that jazz, but boy, I had her talking. I had her laughing. I mean, you thought I was an entertainer, and it was like Comedians in Cars with Coffee with Jerry Seinfeld.
You know, I still have never seen it.
And
I
was Jerry Seinfeld. And basically, what I'm implying
is... What's the deal with parking brakes?
He stole the idea from me, is my point.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because I did this
had
back
footage.
In, yeah, he must have found out from this driving instructor how much fun it was to get in a car and talk to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I own that. Look, okay, we're doing
that. That was your first set, and you killed.
Yeah, I killed it. Okay, so the whole way here, I have my windows down. I'm enjoying the fresh air. I'm enjoying my rap music, which I'm not proud of. But the point is...
Are you listening to rap music?
Yeah, we'll get to that. So it's just odd that nobody else has all their windows down. I saw a few cracked windows. I even saw some people with just their driver window down. So, I mean, I'll let that slide.
So at what temperature, like what's the minimum, minimum temperature that you would accept
all
windows down?
Minimum? Like,
and then
I don't
maximum?
Know, 65 with the 65? Sun out? I mean, it was 70 with the sun out when I came over here. Well, it was overcast. But the point is that it's beautiful out.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. It's a little muggy right now. I don't know if they didn't want their makeup to run or something.
Well, okay. I'll, in women's defense or men with long hair, I know that the wind messes your hair up. I get it. Let's say you're going out to dinner. You don't want to get your hair fucked up.
I mean, if
up.
Anything, it helps my hair. It goes from
like
flat.
Normal to frizzy.
Yep. Or it goes from curly to super curl.
Insta-perm. I got that perm, baby.
Like a poodle just stick my head out of the car.
I mean, that's really not a bad idea. Just take a shower and then get in the car and let it do its thing.
The old lady has to hold the wheel so I don't just go veering off into traffic.
The old lady?
Yeah.
Why is there an old lady in your car? Why is she steering while you're driving, Matt?
I don't know.
Man, this is...
It's a complicated series of pedals and levers.
All right. Sorry.
So rap music and windows.
Oh, okay. So windows down, rap music blazing. Well, not blazing, but also another quick phenomenon I wanted to bring up is the fact that you and I are Caucasian, and although I'm not a huge fan of rap music, I will be honest.
I won't deny that I may or may not be of the Caucasus.
Caucasus.
Yep.
Yeah. What do you when you fill out your taxes? Or wait a minute. When you fill out the census, what do you put down?
Jedi.
Is that something you can write in?
They have a little...
Yeah, I bet they do. Maybe we have the fill-in box for the other race.
Yeah. I'll put a... Necromorph from...
Yeah.
Or something. Xenomorph from Alien.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I think I closely identify with a creature with two mouths. Because I do eat a lot.
No comment. So anyways, another interesting tidbit that I thought of on the way here was that I have no problem blaring rap music that is from a white person because they don't generally say the N-word.
Does that make you uncomfortable?
No, but I don't want other people knowing I'm listening. I don't know. It's just like this weird feeling.
I mean,
they
know what you're listening to based on the drum pattern.
Well, that's true. But
if your car is just like boom, boom.
Well, that's generic, so I'm sure anybody, it could be anybody, but I'm just saying that, like,
I wasn't finished.
Where's that sick solo at, the little drum fill? Look, I'm just saying that I actually feel more comfortable blaring music from a white person that raps because they don't say the N-word 20 times in a song. I mean,
and we were taught as nice... little Boy Scouts not to say the N-word.
Yeah, I mean, because we're... It's not an appropriate word to
begin
with. It's
just hate-filled speech.
It is hate-filled speech, and when you
Yet
listen to...
Yet it's slathered all over everything.
Thank you. That's kind of what I'm getting at. Anyway, so I feel a lot more comfortable blaring... just listening to rappers that are white because they generally don't use the N-word. Unless they have, like, a guest on their song that is black and they're allowed to, I guess?
I mean, are there words that really we can know. Say?
That other people can't?
Yeah.
I don't know, certain Yiddish terms, I guess. That's about it, but that's more like a Jewish thing.
Yeah.
That's not exactly a, I'm white and you can't say that. I don't know.
That's very true.
I guess, but then again, you can't really like, I'm a white man and I'm young. So there is technically nothing that should offend me.
Yeah.
I mean, I have not. I like, when is the last time that a white, a male Caucasian in his mid, in his 20s was oppressed? Other than being gay in somewhere like Russia,
yeah,
where they just like arrest you or kill you because you prefer men over women. Other than that, there's like nothing. You can't like, yes, back in the 1760s, white men were oppressed in early Europe. I mean, there's no place in the history book that I can recall where a white dude is like oppressed, enslaved. I don't know, just generally oppressed. How's that? What's a $5 word for oppressed?
Oppressed.
Oh, okay, good.
Absconded. I don't know.
Ooh, absconded. My father and his father before me were absconded.
Yeah.
I don't know. That sounds kind of cool.
But that means, like, to steal, though. Like, oh, you would steal them from their natural habitat and make them slave. I was thinking, like, Old Testament something or other.
My father was stolen from his natural habitat.
He was there at the 7-Eleven.
No, he was just...
He was there buying stamps on a Saturday.
Oh, man. He was at the 7-Eleven just trying to get another pack of Marlboros, and they snatched him. Yeah. Snatched him up.
And then they took him. Where would they take him?
I don't know. Maybe like a classy neighborhood.
Jeez. It's like, I don't know where I'm at. I don't see no 7-Elevens.
This guy
clearly we're in Canada.
This man needs culture. My God.
Are there 7-Elevens in Canada?
No, I don't know that for a fact, but I can tell you.
Do you know French? Would it be like the equivalent, just like
whatever, well, 7?
Yeah, 7 and then 11. I don't know. It's even an elf in German, but that doesn't help at all.
The way I see it is that 7-Eleven is trademarked, like Coca-Cola.
Yeah, it is.
Or Johnny Depp. So if you're listening, yeah, those are the two things I came up with. If you're listening to like a Japanese, a Spanish, a whatever, or you're watching something, and they'll just go, Johnny Depp.
That's like Superman.
They
on the Telemundo,
there's no translation for it.
Superman.
Yeah, I mean, there's no translation, and it's a trademarked thing. You can't just say like El Coca-Cola. It's Coca-Cola, or it's Pepsi,
right?
Or it's McDonald's. I mean, yeah, there's no translation. Noun. Yeah, you're right. It's a proper noun. There's no translation for it because, well, they've established a name, and they'll probably pay a lot of money to kill you in your home if you mispronounce it.
So, white rappers. Let's go back to that.
Yeah, that was about it. I just wanted to say that I'm more comfortable listening to white rap music with other people listening or that could hear me because they don't use certain vulgar language that, I don't know, it's hard to describe.
I don't even think I can think of a white rapper who does use the N-word at all.
I mean, there's a guy from Memphis that has an occasional guy that's black in his songs, and they'll say it.
Yeah, I don't really listen to, like, Bubba Sparks and stuff.
Is Bubba Sparks white?
I think so.
I thought Bubba Sparks was a woman. Oh, that's Jordan Sparks. My pop culture is a little rusty.
Yeah, based on the bar trivia yesterday.
Oh.
It was like, music, and everyone's just like, ah, damn it, it's going to be... Something about ridiculous. Sting or Rod Stewart or
what 1985's, you know, top
back
five
in the 1994
single.
Eagles tour.
Well, in their defense, there are a lot of patrons at that bar that would be old enough to know the answers to those questions.
True, but they'd have to be like in their 40s of like late 40s.
Yeah, the Stacked Pickle though, they draw like a universal crowd. I mean, you could have your kid there if you wanted to.
I suppose reading off some of those names though. We're a bit much.
Reading off some of the what names?
The names of the trivia teams.
Okay, yeah, that is true. They were as sexually grafted.
Explicit? Well, they weren't really explicit. They were, like, suggestive.
Well, what is that called? Like the restaurant right down the road from your house is called Twin Peaks. We all know why it's called Twin Peaks.
Oh, Double Entendre.
Double Entendre. So every trivia team name was a double entendre.
Yeah, it really was. Some of them were pretty creative too.
And they were, yeah. I mean, it's like those are kind of.
Do you remember any of them?
Great story.
I remember one of them was like the Village Idiots.
That's pretty good.
That seems like a low hanging fruit joke, though.
A low hanging.
Well, there's
fruit.
Like
because it's easy to pick.
Yeah, yeah.
Well done.
But like the ones that are high up, the ones you have to kind of climb around for, like the Tosh.0 jokes, the one where you're waiting. Oh, there it is.
And there it is. I actually, I don't recall. Gotta wiggle that mouse a bit. Oh yeah.
You don't tell me what to do. All right,
we're good. Yeah. Anyway, so the trivia names were exciting, but that was Thursday, and today. Oh wait, that was Wednesday, and today is Thursday.
Yep.
So what's going on this weekend, Matt?
Very good question. This kind of gives us some time to talk about something I wanted to talk about last week.
I don't know, the past three podcasts.
But yeah. I don't know, but. This weekend, on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, there's going to be a convention. On Friday and Saturday, it's the Who's Your Con gaming convention. It's like tabletop stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably like bring my Cards Against Humanity set and play with people.
That is awesome.
And they also do like D&D stuff, Magic the Gathering.
Oh, yeah.
There's this game called Bears. It's really fun to play.
What's it called?
Bears. And you have these dice, and like you can only roll like one of three things. And like the huntsmen kill the bears, the people sleep in the tents, and then that's pretty much it. And you're basically trying to like grab these dice and make pairs.
Oh, it's like rock paper scissors.
Sort of. Like everyone throws their dice in the middle, and then there's like bears, and then
and you start furiously punching each other. It's a dice game that turns into a physical altercation every time.
It was developed by the Irish, so I mean,
family fun. Mom and Dad will enjoy a night in with the boys
with bears made by the McFeud brothers.
Yeah, make sure Mom and Dad has plenty to drink before you start the game. That way, when you punch them, they're softened up.
Comes with an enlarged shot glass, you can use it to do the dice or to take a drink.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that'd be a fun drinking game.
That I do it this thing called it's apples to apples, but I call it apples to assholes. It's basically the same thing as Cards Against Humanity, but like anytime the person gets it right, they have to take a shot, drink a swill, or whatever they're doing.
Gotcha.
And it gets pretty fun around like round 10 or so.
Oh yeah, you get a little wasted.
Yeah, everyone gets really giggly.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's already like a silly game. So if you're drinking heavily, or you're drinking at all,
I feel like Cards Against Humanity is a little bit too easy to be dirty.
Yeah,
apples. You kind of have to like work at it.
Oh my god!
And throw those bombs down.
Did I did I tell you I learned something the last time I played? No.
No, you're not going to talk about...
No, we're not going to talk about it because you need to keep talking about the convention.
Okay.
Keep going.
we'll circle back to that.
Yeah, we will circle back to that.
So, what am I going to be doing this Sunday? I'll be selling my comic at the Independent Self-Publisher Convention.
And what's the comic's name?
It is called Reggie and the Rabbit.
Oh. I thought it was Reggie the Rabbit.
It was, but I changed it just to clarify. Because everyone was like, so is Reggie a rabbit? And I was like, no. Oh. He's not. The rabbit's just a metaphor. And
blew my mind.
Yeah, like in the story, the rabbit kind of projects what's going to happen to Reggie.
It's Reggie and the Rabbit.
Yeah, Reggie and the Rabbit.
Now that's a good talk show.
Reggie and the Rabbit. So what do you think? It's just a rabbit on chairs.
Every time they go to talk to the rabbit, it's just eating or it jumps out of the chair after it shits.
And back to you, Reggie.
All right, Reggie. Apparently the rabbit's not looking to talk right now. Reminds me of that Family Guy Dingo and the Baby. God, that was funny. It was so well done to make fun of like shock jocks and people on the radio.
I don't know if I've ever listened to a shock jock. I'm like more familiar
they've kind of cleaned
like
up, but
making fun of it than actually like listening to it.
Sure. Well,
like
I don't know.
The only shock jock I know of, I guess, is like Howard Stern.
Yeah. Yeah. He's probably one of like the survivors.
Right.
Because a lot of them have probably been just kind of like...
Didn't we have like Don and Mike here?
Fired.
Or was that in the South?
Don and Mike. There was on... I mean, there's several radio shows. I mean, the Bob and Tom show is what I listen to. But I mean, every like, you know, every other station, it seems like, has a morning show.
That's true. That's kind of where you...
pretty like calm and tailored and not...
And now asinine. The weather.
Yeah. I mean, like they'll have fun and laughs and stuff, but it's not... It's not overly. It's not. It's not.
You're
overkill.
So fun, Carrie.
Yeah, but they don't play like all like the ridiculous noises and stuff. I think maybe it was more like an 80s thing.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I mean, whenever you play Vice City and you get in the car and the radio comes on, it's just do 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 do. Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's Laszlo.
Yeah, Laszlo. Laszlo. Sorry.
Do I have anything? Oh, I'll be there selling stuff at the Wyndham Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
12 to 5 probably.
I like it.
Or as long as they will allow me to be on the premises.
And then we'll next time we'll actually discuss what that comic is.
I mean, we can do it right now. I don't care. I mean, I don't want to give too much away because then there's no point to read it.
Spoiler alert.
Actually, if you do want to read my comic or the majority
what,
of it.
What website could they go to?
You can go to madattack.com. Now, it's spelled really, really
ridiculous. Yeah, yeah, why don't you go ahead and spell that slowly.
MATTATTAQ.
There's a lot of T's in there.
There are a lot of T's.
So that's madattack.com.
Mm-hmm. No forward or backslash. You can
none of that bullshit.
Just take that, throw it out the window.
You know, I'm almost positive, even if you misspell it and you type that in La Google,
and it's
I'm sure, did you mean... Yeah, no, I'm just saying it'll probably find it.
If you do Matt Attack with three T's, I have a Tumblr page.
Oh.
Yeah, that's three T's.
Sorry. So there's a Tumblr page. There's a comic book page.
There's an Instagram. There's a Facebook. There's a Reddit link.
Really?
Yeah, I usually post it on Reddit as well.
Nah, that's where to put it out.
Yep, r/comics.
Oh, nice. So you want to hear about my history lesson with the Cards Against Humanity game?
Yes, I would love to hear.
So
the history lesson.
Yeah.
it was that bad.
Whether I was taught this in school or not, it's bad. Excuse me. All right. So it starts off with somebody playing a card that says smallpox blanket.
Uh-huh.
That's a card.
Yeah, I know.
And you know, the
so when
the
what
cue
were
the... or the question was like makes a great gift or what would you drop, what would you airdrop into war or something like that. And I remember one of them, I put like puppies or whatever. I thought it was funny. And somebody threw down smallpox blanket, and
it's
I didn't,
so accurate though.
I did not know why that was so funny. And my friend Nate, who's way more educated than I am, apparently explains that
as he's silently chuckling to himself.
Oh yeah, no, he was having a really good time with that one.
A good guffaw.
So basically, he explains to me that during the
is it the Indian?
Yeah, the Native Americans.
War,
yeah,
in the 17.
Let's
late 17.
I was just trying to think of what a good term to call this, but basically, when our ancestors came to this rock of land and forcibly took it from the Native Americans, they would give them blankets infected with smallpox to kill them off.
And it,
that's
like,
a real thing.
It killed off like whole villages.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's kind of like the Typhoid Mary thing at first. She was just trying to help some
Typhoid
people.
Mary.
Yeah. Have you heard of that? It was like one of the earliest cases of typhoid fever, I think. And this lady had typhus or whatever it's called, and she would go and like help people, and she would just spread the infection. And I don't know if it was one of those situations, because the bacteria is in England, and
well, yeah, the white man brought over some diseases that Native Americans weren't even used to yet.
Right. Speaking of which, they don't have rabies in Japan, like at all.
For real?
Yeah.
Not even wildlife?
Nope.
What?
Yeah. Whenever animals get shipped over from Japan,
they have to have rabies shots.
Well, they have to be like in a cell for 6 months. They have to be like contained for 6 months for some reason to see if they'll actually like react and go rabid.
I'll be damned.
Is there something about America that just makes people go crazy?
it's America, go rabid.
Yeah, I mean, that's like the slogan of Vegas, right?
No, it's what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
I thought it was
well, it can be. I mean, depending on how many opiates you have in your system, I mean, you're going to be drooling from the mouth eventually. Come to Vegas. You're going to die. Whether you cheat the casino or OD on drugs, it's going to be a bad time.
If you really want to learn something about your parents, play Cards Against Humanity with your parents.
Oh, man, that'd be pretty fun.
Yeah. like somebody throws down with confidence like the schmegma card.
Oh god.
And you're like, do you know what that is?
So I didn't get to see it the last time I played, but there's my favorite card in the deck. Let me see. Let me make sure I don't mess this up. It's an answer card, or whatever you call it.
Right.
And the answer is Neil Patrick Harris sitting in a kiddie pool full of semen.
And that one always wins, too.
It is. I mean, I swear, that's got to
like,
be.
Like, who had like, that
verbatim,
idea?
Verbatim, that's what it is.
Who had that idea? Who transposed that to card form?
A genius. Clearly somebody smarter than you and I. Can you imagine them building Cards Against Humanity? Like making the game and just choosing.
I think it came out after Apples to Apples.
Oh, it had to have, yeah.
I don't want to say it was a direct ripoff or
no,
slant, but
no.
I mean, that's pretty much what the game is.
I don't know. How did they copyright that?
I mean, you can't really copyright the rules of Monopoly if you change the pieces, but it's the same game.
Kind of.
I mean, that's like...
The board would have to be different. The name would have to be different.
But the rules can be the same. You roll a dice, you move a piece, things happen.
Yeah, things happen. That's pretty much every board game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I guess with cards, you can only do a certain number of things until you get really intricate and start turning the cards 90 degrees to denote things and have different turn phases. And
well, that's like Magic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Magic didn't copy anybody, so.
Yeah, oh my gosh, no.
I mean, there's so many different card games like that, too. I mean, I can only think of Pokemon and Magic.
Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, Magic.
Yu-Gi-Oh, that's another big one, yeah.
Mage Wars. Now there's a whole, like, deck-building empire of games.
Really?
Yeah, or, like, they have a different theme. It's the same game, effectively, but there'll be, like, Street Fighter or Marvel.
Oh, really?
What's another one? Munchkin, that one's kind of fun.
DC. Munchkin. Now, that's something I haven't played in forever, but that is definitely a good one.
It's kind of the nerdier fare of games.
It is.
Because, like, you're basically playing, like, a watered-down version of D&D, leveling up, collecting gear.
Yeah, but, I mean, you can be pretty loaded is the term I'll use.
And then I've got, like, ridiculous house rules.
Function.
I've got, like, a dueling system built in where...
say what?
You would use your... say if you wanted somebody something... You would duel them, and you would both roll a dice, and then add it to whatever your modifiers are.
Oh, okay.
And whoever wins, they can't kick down any doors or get any treasures, but they can, like, steal an item.
Oh.
Yeah,
it can get pretty dirty.
Yeah, oh, my goodness.
There's a lot of, like, nemesis action.
And anytime I play with Elizabeth, I mean, it's like us two against the world.
Oh, that's
cute. It's a little unfair, I'll have to say.
That's sweet.
Or like sliding things under the table. Not really. Over the table, because you can trade.
Yeah, naturally. Oh, speaking of Elizabeth, she had a special day yesterday.
She did. She had a birthday.
What's that?
It is the day of your birth. Personified into day form. And you can't sing the birthday song on air because you get sued. It's a... trademarked or whatever called copyrighted.
Yeah, we had discussed that. Well, the point is that happy birthday, Elizabeth. She turns a modest 28 years old.
She's, what, 5 or 6 months older than me, something like that. So I'm still 27.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's looming. Steady decline down to 30.
Steady decline to 30.
Or we reevaluate our lives, like, what did we do wrong?
And what have I done with myself? My 20s are gone.
The only thing I know how to do now is whittle.
Oh, God. The only thing I know how to do now is talk about the weather. How about that rainstorm coming in? I mean, come on. According to my parents, the 30s are the best.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess you get a lot of stuff going on. Your career starts.
Yeah, like career starts and you're just not, I don't know. I guess at that point, everybody has their stuff together, so.
Speaking of career, what did you want to be whenever you were a kid?
What did I want to be?
Yeah.
Like,
what's your earliest memory?
Ooh.
Like, I want to be a trapper keeper.
That is a good question.
I want to be a bookmark. I want to be a burglar.
You know what? I don't think I had a childhood career.
Really? I wanted to be a dinosaur. No, I wanted to be Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes. Just hang out with a...
I want to be a dinosaur.
Friend.
When did you switch to be a bank teller? Last year.
Son of a bitch.
don't lose that dinosaur.
Don't lose those tiny arm dreams.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whatever he says.
Of course, I wanted to be a Tyrannosaurus Rex because that was the coolest one on Jurassic Park and all the toys.
Yeah, Velociraptor was where it's at, son.
Yeah, I guess you had that pack mentality, but
yeah. Well, they're like little smaller, agile.
Yeah, and their scientists say that Velociraptors actually had like feathers and stuff. Since they evolved from chickens.
Say what?
Yeah, if you go to like the internet right now and type in like Velociraptor, you'll see a bunch of pictures of Velociraptors with feathers.
The internet?
The interwebs. And the internet doesn't lie, does it?
Before we sign off today, because we're rapidly approaching the 30-minute mark.
Oh my gosh, please email us something.
No, I just wanted to say that apparently birds, as a whole, I believe, are the only remaining dinosaurs.
Probably, or some kind of water creature.
Yeah, like they basically are the only thing left from the dinosaur era.
Or were those little, the sea lice, the little trilobites, or whatever they're called?
Oh, well, I mean, there's like bacteria and stuff like that.
No, it looks like a horseshoe crab. Oh. Yeah, those things are ancient.
Well, okay, but again, that's in the water. I'm sorry. As far as like air and land.
Well, you still got crocodiles. That's like modern day dinosaur.
Yeah, technically, yeah. But I mean, again,
snakes, I guess they're like a devolved form because they even have like vestigial limbs and stuff. They even have like hip bones and stuff.
Well, this is true. And I think dinosaurs were basically just prehistoric reptiles.
Right. We were all taken out by a giant meteor. I wonder what's going to take us out.
A giant meteor.
A wrecking ball. Miley Cyrus and a wrecking ball.
Thank you. No, it's probably going to be something big like that. I mean, some of that 2012 bullshit where they're like.
What if it's an app? An app that just kills everyone?
Well,
it's the new iPhone 10.4.4 app.
Oh, man. You know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of that scene from, like, what, Scary Movie 17 or whatever, where, the iPod crashes down. It's making fun of War of the Worlds, and it's a huge iPod. Oh, it doesn't crash down. It rips itself out of the ground, and everyone's like, and then it, like, it's the big turn wheel style, and so the wheel scrolls to, like, 80s hits, and it's just, like, a dance party for a few seconds, and then it switches, and it goes to, like, world destruction, and everybody starts screaming and runs away. It's so dumb. But I'm still laughing. It's funny. It's comedy.
Just like Movie 43, I thought that was hilarious.
Oh, my God. Movie 43 was exceptionally funny.
And, it was, like, funny in the wrong way, I think.
The whole thing was hilarious. Yeah. I mean, even at the end, I don't want to spoil it for those that haven't seen it, but the ending even was like, oh, there was even a plot twist. A ridiculous comedy like that still had a plot twist. All right, well, I need to blow my nose maliciously, so...
Email us, done in 30.
Doneinthirty@gmail.com.
Let me spell it for you guys. DONEIN30@gmail.com, please.
@ if you're listening to this please. And you have anything to say... Please email us anything. Love mail, hate mail.
Apathetic mail?
Unemotional mail? Yeah, apathetic, yeah.
Junk mail?
Yeah. All right, well, I'll talk to you kids next Thursday, I suppose.
And see you at the Wyndham this weekend.
Come downtown.
Bye.